John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hungry for St. Louis-style barbecue and award-winning ribs? Satisfy your craving at Rib City. All of their meats from their extensive menu are slow-cooked in their wood-burning smokers. Baby back ribs, thick and juicy barbecue, St. Louis-style spare ribs, barbecue pork steaks, and delicious smoked turkey breast, grilled and barbecue chicken, and even fish. Doesn't get any better than that. For more info, go to RibCityStLouis.com. Bring your hunger to Rib City for real barbecue, great ribs, east of I-270 on Manchester, in the Colonnade Center in the Pair.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Before we get into the next segment of the show, I just want to say I got emails last week from two listeners who were listening to last week's show as they were driving long distances. One listener was able to listen to this show the entire way. She got in her car at 3 o'clock when we started and listened the entire way to Kansas City from Wentzville, which is just over a three-hour drive. And the other one left from St. Louis City and drove north well past Springfield, Illinois, and listened to us the entire time. And I just mention this because there's another radio station in town that claims that it has the biggest signal in town and you can be heard in 44 states, etc. I happen to have worked for that radio station, and I happen to know that's a lie. It only works late at night. During the day, there is no station in town that has a bigger signal than this one. It has to do with the mechanics of AM radio, and lower on the dial you are with this power, the further you can go. But if for some reason you do drive outside of our broadcast radius, you can download the KTRS app, have that on your phone, and play us through your car system that way with the streaming audio.
Coast to coast.
Exact. Worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide.
Coast to coast. You're a small thinker, Ian.
And there's always a big
button. All right, one edge of the globe to the other edge of the globe.
That's right. Oh, Mr. Flat Earther over here.
We did get about
Flat
a year
Stanley.
And a, about a year and a half ago, we got a note from someone who was well north of the Arctic Circle in, like, Finland.
Yeah.
And he... His hobby is he tries to scan for AM signals. He heard us, and he sent us the clip, the digital clip of ABC News playing.
That's called DXing.
Yeah.
And there was a time before FM radio really took off in the 1970s where there were people who were parts of clubs who would try to pick up distant AM radio stations from all over the place, not just in the United States but elsewhere, and they would contact those radio stations and say, hey, I heard this, and ask for a DX postcard, and radio stations had a supply of these, and they would send, you know, confirming to these people, and those people would try to collect them from as far apart in the world as they possibly could. Now, of course, with streaming audio, okay, so big deal, you listen to Radio Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Well,
good for you. It came up on your TuneIn radio app. That's it. So the app is free, and it's for iPhones and Androids, the KTRS app. You can stream us anywhere you go. This portion of the show is brought to you by Auric, locally owned and operated, and full of terrific vacuum cleaners, including the new Auric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. Stop in today and try one if you need a new vacuum cleaner. O-R-E-C-K is how you spell Auric. Colin Jeffrey is the other voice you hear in the studio. Joins me every Friday at this time to talk about showbiz and, in particular, movie reviews. How are you today, Colin?
I'm doing well. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing fine. Let's start with the what I think will probably be the big movie of the weekend, but you're the showbiz, the box office expert. You tell me. Denzel Washington in The Equalizer. Does that equal box office dynamite?
Yeah, I think it's the big one.
Okay.
There's not a ton of competition this week for that demographic.
I only have one other movie that I've seen this week that we'll talk about later, but you saw The Equalizer as well as I did at a screening a couple of days ago. You take it.
Well, let's start here with the plot. Denzel Washington, Chloe Grace Moritz. I always butcher her name. And then
I'm pretty sure it's Chloe.
You can probably help me with the director, too. I can't pronounce this. Antoine
Fuqua. There we go. Be careful with that one.
Yes.
He's a director. So it reunites Denzel Washington and this director from Training Day, mm-hmm. when Denzel won an Academy Award.
Correct.
So we should expect great things. The basic premise here, Denzel Washington is kind of a quiet, mysterious, calm guy who is a low-level manager at a hardware store. Think like Home Depot or Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
Big store like that. And every night, he takes his little book, and he goes to this all-night diner, and he eats dessert. And he talks with...
No. He has tea.
Tea. Yes, sorry. And
he would not have dessert. he's really into conscious...
Yes.
You know, body...
Puts only appropriate things in his
mouth. One of the things I didn't like about the movie. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He sits there, and every night, or most nights, there is Chloe's character. She plays a prostitute who wants to be a singer.
Yep. Russian hooker.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And one night she doesn't show up. She's previously shown up with like bruises on her, I guess. One night she doesn't show up. He finds out she's in the hospital and that this Russian boyfriend, gangster,
pimp
client, yeah, did this to her.
Yeah. Not boyfriend, pimp.
Pimp. Okay. Pimp.
Wow. He's correcting you like crazy.
I'm trying to.
Some of us pay attention to the movie. Some of us don't.
There are kids and cars here. I'm just trying to tone this down because this movie, from here on, he decides he's going to go out and defend her honor.
Oh, they teach kids about pimps in kindergarten nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's where the action of the movie takes place.
Yeah.
So. My thoughts on the action, if you like graphic, violent movies, you'll like this movie.
Yeah, particularly slow-mo violence.
Yes.
Which Anton Fuqua did with him in Training Day.
Mm-hmm.
That same kind of slow-mo violence.
But in Training Day, there was a larger plot. There was acting. There was a story that made you care about the characters, you invested in them.
Mm-hmm.
In this, it's just, here's a good guy, and they actually use my favorite primer in movies to know who's bad. If you see someone and they have bad-looking tattoos,
yeah,
they are bad.
Yeah.
The main
you don't mean badly done tattoos.
No,
I mean evil.
Evil tattoos.
Yeah.
And so the main bad guy in this is called Teddy,
yes.
Because that makes a ton of sense. And you see him with this gigantic chest plate of tattoos that mm-hmm. are demonic in nature, and so he's obviously not a good guy because he's got bad tattoos. There's a scene with a corkscrew, that's all I'm gonna say, and there's a scene that takes choking just to an uncomfortable, it made me uncomfortable at times, and mm-hmm. I don't shy away from gore, but there were times where it's like, okay, I get it, let's move on. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna have explosive action, it's sort of implies that action is going to move quickly from this to that.
Yes.
And sometimes it seemed like they were savoring a bit too much the gore for my taste.
Yep. Well, let me just add a couple of things here.
Sure.
One, I've said this many, many times. A great action movie needs one thing more than anything else, and that is a great villain. And I will say that the guy who plays Teddy in this, his name is Markin Sokas, as the Russian... enforcer, let's call him. He's great. Mm-hmm. It's a great character, and that actor is great in the role, and that makes a movie. You know, James Bond movies, superhero movies, they all need a great villain. And the better the villain, you know, the first Batman movie, Michael Keaton, okay as Batman. Jack Nicholson, great as the Joker, made that movie mm-hmm. worthwhile. And every other superhero movie since then fits that. And the same thing with a super agent movie. Like, I guess this one fits in a category that this one fits into.
There's some other things about this director, though. This, if you're not familiar with his work, if you haven't seen Training Day, you've probably seen a couple other of his movies. Tears of the Sun, he directed with Bruce Willis, that was about... you know, a special forces team going in. I think that's probably a better movie, but it has a slow-mo violence. Shooter, the Mark Wahlberg thing where he plays an action movie where he plays a sniper.
A sniper, yeah.
So there's
I like
plenty
that
of headshots. It's a great guilty pleasure movie. And then he did Olympus Has Fallen. This guy has sort of a history of just kind of doing these bubblegum action gory things. For me, this just said, okay, we're really going to amp up sort of the gore and brutality of this.
But it's right in that same formula.
Same form. So you'll know him. The other interesting thing I kind of liked about this, Guy Ritchie's Sherlock Holmes. I really liked sort of the reimagining of that.
You mean with Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the neat sort of devices he used in that is that Sherlock Holmes, when he encountered a situation where he may have to attack someone, he could sort of foresee the, and he planned it out. I'm going to hit him in the sternum. It'll cause this. There's sort of a similar thing here. He times his attacks. He's got this stopwatch that he uses. Almost.
Yes. Oh, sort of, yeah, you're right.
And it's this neat little device. I like things like that. Mm-hmm. More recently, think Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher. Things like this where they can kind of foresee. It's not that they're going to overwhelm people. It's that they're smart and intelligent.
They can quickly plot out a strategy to how they're going to defeat their opponent.
So that was neat. Like that about it. There's neat things in it. It's got fun action. The gore is just... It detracts after a while.
I wasn't detracted by the gore, although I will tell people this movie is an R-rated movie you should definitely not take your kids to. Under no circumstances should you take your kids to go see The Equalizer. And it has one of those things that you find in a lot of these loner superhero kind of movies, which is there are seven guys with guns. Kalashnikovs or AK-47s or killing machines of one kind or another. There are seven of them. And there's Denzel Washington, who doesn't have any weapon. Who's going to be dead at the end of the scene? Hands up if you said Denzel! That's not a spoiler alert. That's every action movie you've ever seen.
That's how it goes.
And this one holds true. Now, here's my question for you, Colin.
Shoot.
I think Denzel Washington is a terrific actor. I've been a fan of this guy since Saint Elsewhere, in the 1980s. And I heard Tom, the reviewer on Carney's show a few hours ago, say this, and I didn't realize this. The Equalizer TV series that was on CBS from 1985 to 1989, it was on Wednesday nights on Channel 4. At the same time, Saint Elsewhere was on Channel 5, starring Denzel Washington. And now here he is. It's like the Kevin Bacon game. You're back home.
There you go.
But could anybody else have played this? Could Liam Neeson have played this role?
Oh.
Could Bruce Willis, could Vin Diesel, could any guy of that age played that role?
Well, because you said age. Denzel Washington is 59.
Almost 60, yeah.
He's 59 years old now, which is insane. Could anyone else have played that?
Middle-aged, you know, action hero guys.
We were talking about Tom Cruise earlier this summer, where these, like, true movie stars are sort of a dying breed. Denzel Washington is one of them, where he puts out things that are gold. I don't think so, because if you look at these other movie stars, their credibility has been brought down by releases recently. Bruce Willis, the most recent Die Hard, he's just sort of some of the luster's being taken off. Denzel Washington makes money. Every movie he's in makes money because he does things like Flight. And then he comes out and says, I'm going to do The Equalizer. He balances him well. So physically they could have done it. No, I don't think you could have cast anyone
else. It wouldn't have been as good if it hadn't been Denzel.
No, he has a lot of credibility from Training Day. And the movie I would actually say, go back and rewatch, because this is out, Man on Fire, that I thought he did a great job and plays that sort of same reserved guy, but a lot of violence was implied there. Go see that. Or go see Collateral. Watch Collateral again if you want to see something where it's sort of an anti-hero but a calm guy again. I like these characters that are...
Wait, Collateral, wasn't that Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx?
Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, a similar type movie.
Yeah.
But you're cheering for the anti-hero, and, yeah, I don't think anyone else could have done it. I like Denzel Washington.
Here's my other question for you, then. Is this the beginning of a franchise for him? Can Denzel do The Equalizer 2 and 3 and 4?
Man, I hope not.
We know that he can. The guy can do pretty much anything he wants to, but...
I don't know. Here's... This director, I don't think, would stick around for another one. And what's the hook if it's not these two back again? Why am I going to go see Denzel reprise his character? I'd rather see some of these other movies he did earlier.
But I don't think anybody's going to see the movie this weekend. Oh, Antoine Fuqua has a new movie out. No,
but
they're going because Denzel's in it.
I think it created enough buzz. Hey, we've got these two back, and people think back and remember, I really like Training
Day. Yeah, they are promoting it that way.
And
from the star and director of Training Day comes The Equalizer.
From two guys who were grips on Step Brothers comes this new comedy. It's gotten to that point, but I actually think this carries some weight.
Yeah, okay. So on a scale of 10?
I give it a 6.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 6.5. The other movie that's opening this weekend is The Skeleton Twins, which stars Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig.
Halloween movie, right?
No.
Okay.
They are both best known, of course, for their work on Saturday Night Live. Last week, Ian and I had a discussion, not on the air, but off the air, about how we don't get the Kristen Wiig thing.
I mean,
she became a movie star from Bridesmaids, but she's been considered one of the best stars to ever be on Saturday Night Live. And I never liked any of her characters.
No, Frank and I disagree on this because he was always talking about it, and I just didn't get it. I thought every one of her characters was obnoxious, annoying. It was just, it seemed to grate. Every one of her characters just grated me. I don't know. Apparently, it doesn't grate everybody.
And one note. But, all yeah. of her characters are in one note. Yeah. It's the same joke over every
the
week.
The target woman, lady. The woman with the deformed hand that sings.
Yeah, and the Lawrence Welk show
touches
woman.
Touches everyone
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that one.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, if you like
the Lawrence Welk thing, is that one just cracks me up every time.
Well, if you like Kristen Wiig and you like Bill Hader, and I'm not a particular fan of his, I know, oh, Stefan. People love Stefan when he was on Update.
Yeah.
Never made me laugh once.
I never got into Stefan.
They are in this movie, which is not a comedy. And I'm saying that as if it's in capital letters.
You would think Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig. Oh, here come the wacky.
It's going to be like a Bridesmaids with a guy kind of movie.
It's not a comedy?
No. Here's how it starts. He tries to kill himself, and we cut to her, and she's standing in front of her medicine cabinet mirror with pills in one hand, like a handful of pills in one hand and a glass in the other, and it's obvious she's about to try to commit suicide, and her phone rings, and it's the hospital calling to say, your brother is here because he tried to commit suicide. Now, that is not the beginning of a comedy.
No, and you would think with those two, billing those two as the top, that's going to be a big comedy.
Plus, you've got Luke Wilson is in this movie, and Ty Burrell from Modern Family. And Joanna Gleason has a small role in this. I always think that she's good. It is really more of a family drama because Kristen Wiig then goes and gets Bill Hader and brings him back from California where he's been trying to become an actor, brings him back to somewhere on the East Coast where they live in their hometown. And she's now married to Luke Wilson, but they let him stay at the house. And it really turns into kind of a family drama. And they get involved with people who are in their town, and there are a couple of interesting scenes in the movie, and both Hader and Wiig do prove that they do have dramatic chops. I wouldn't deny that they were good at comedy. I just didn't like the characters they did on SNL, and they're both very, very talented, but there's something about the movie that just doesn't work, and I think it is really exemplified by one scene about two-thirds of the way through the movie where she is sitting in the house and she's feeling kind of morose about her circumstances, which I'm not going to explain here. But he comes home from doing something, running errands or whatever. He comes home and sees that she's upset, and he goes over to the stereo and he puts on Starship's song, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, which is from, what, 1980... Yeah. Nine, maybe 84, somewhere, yeah. An 80s song by Starship. And he starts singing it like, come on, let's do this like we used to do it together. And they then end up, he convinces her to finally join him, and they sing the song, which was really always an obnoxious song. I mean, it's one of those songs that gets stuck in your head, and even after the, oh no. Yeah, this is the one. And now he's kind of dancing around
Mannequin.
The living room.
I think it was one of the big songs in the movie Mannequin with
Kim Cattrall.
Yes, boy. She was on top of her game.
Yeah. You're right. So this is him in the movie. He's singing this part and then gets her to join in. And they sing and they do the whole song. It's like a 3.5-minute segment.
What?
And it's in the movie for no reason whatsoever. Except for a hope that the people in the audience will go, oh, this is great. I'm really enjoying this. In the middle of a suicide drama. They're having a fun time dancing around doing Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
That's not a good message in a suicide film. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now in a suicide film.
Yeah.
Oh, but in the end, they learn that they love each other. You know, I.
You spoiled it.
I guess you could say that the movie works on one level, but you pretty much can see what's going to happen with all the characters. And 4 out of 10 from me. Skeleton Twins. They're getting a lot of attention for this because it's these two big stars from Saturday Night Live who are, they're going dramatic. And I don't deny their talent. I just deny that this movie is worth your time.
Who wrote it? Were either of them involved in that?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough.
I just, one of the movies where you walk out of it and go, okay, that's probably going to make some money, but very, very forgettable. And I apologize for putting that stupid Starship song in your head, but I felt if I was tortured by it, you should be tortured by it.
I have pleasant memories of it because of Mannequin.
Well, okay. Yes. Now you're going to be fantasizing about Kim Cattrall?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say 4 words to
Coming
you.
To life in the department store. Oh.
Was that James Spader who was in that movie with her?
Yes. He was the creepy, weaselly mall.
James Spader played a creepy guy?
Yes.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
I can't. What happened?
And the guy from Designing Women.
Meshach Taylor.
Who passed away recently,
yeah, just
right?
recently, yeah. This year.
And, of course, what's his name? From the Brat Pack. I can't think of a...
Corey?
No.
No. Frank Whaley. I want to say.
No.
Frank Whaley.
Andrew McCarthy.
McCarthy, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all remember him.
I will tell you this, The Skeleton Twins is better than Mannequin.
I love that movie.
Did you love Kim Cattrall all the way up through the Sex and the City years? Did you get the DVD box set and study it? And
No. I had no
all the alternate takes
that.
And
no.
By then she was
You
want to remember her as she was.
At her peak.
Right. My wife texted me as you were saying Andrew McCarthy. She texted me Andrew McCarthy. She was on that.
Now, your wife's thinking about Andrew McCarthy, and my engineer here is thinking about
Kim Cattrall.
Which means, stop it. Which means we've come to a time when we should take a break, and then we'll come back with more here on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Meet me.
And here's a guy. I don't know what I was going to say. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
Leave it at that. Here's a guy.
That's why we call him the king of the ad-libs.
I know.
He did.
I was going to throw something in there about the movies.
He just gave up, too, like halfway through. He's like,
watch this clever segue.
Yeah,
nope, I got nothing.
I could make up something now,
something
but it'd be
really clever
bad.
About the movies, fell apart.
No, it didn't happen. How are the roads, Tim?
They cleared the accident on westbound 40 after Hampton. So all lanes are now open. It's getting a little bit better. It was backed up to Jefferson. Now we're just slow around Vandeventer as you make your way around the bend to McCausland. Then we're slow on stop and go on southbound 170 from Olive down through Highway 40. We have some slow to stop and go areas on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Also westbound 40 slowing from 270 to Mason. And now we're jammed up pretty solid from, it looks like, a little bit west of Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. We're also heavy as you approach Highway 94 out to west of Highway K. Eastbound 270 stop and go from McDonald through New Florissant. They're still working with this accident. It is on Olive just before Highway 141. At one time, that highway was shut down. I believe they have a lane open now. This report is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers 2 pairs of single-vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Missouri!
Mizzou opens its quest for a second straight SEC East title Saturday evening against Steve Spurrier and the Gamecocks of South Carolina. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join us this Saturday evening as we visit Columbia, South Carolina. Kickoff is at 6. Tiger Network coverage begins at 4, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Rockland's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Brocklin Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at Brocklin.com.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevelette upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time, only at Granite Busters.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Attention homeowners. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend Dyna-Green Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed, and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature, in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want Dyna-Green. And to find out more, DynaGreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. Kirkwood Material and Bear Garden Center are your local authorized Dyna-Green dealer. Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chambersin, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Hi, my name is Joe Dottoli, and I am a senior at St. Mary's High School. This year, I will be graduating with more than 30 college credit hours. That makes me a sophomore in college. With a 33 on my ACT, I am considering Harvard University, Washington University, and Auburn University. My future is bright because of the foundation St. Mary's has provided me. Visit us on November 2nd at our open house or schedule a tour or shadow visit. St. Mary's High School. Our side, South side.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Ian and Dan and Colin all here with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Auric. all over the St. Louis area with great vacuum cleaners, including the new Oreck Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. O-R-E-C-K is how you spell Oreck. All right, we already reviewed The Equalizer and Skeleton Twins, two of the movies coming out this weekend. What about a DVD pick for this week? You got anything?
The newest DVDs that are out, Neighbors and The Signal, are the two sort of big ones. But I talked about it with Frank. I'd suggest you go spend $100 and get the Halloween Complete Collection on Blu-ray.
Okay.
Buy all of them. Get all 10 movies at once. You're done. Then you can watch 10 movies this week.
Isn't it essentially the same movie 10 times over?
Well, I mean, sort of. I mean, it's,
how many
it's
of them
like
was, how many of them was Jamie Lee Curtis in?
Oh, let's see. I want to say three, but it might be four.
Okay.
I want to. I could be wrong with that. I'm just, that's a quick guess.
All right, I've got a DVD suggestion for you. Okay. I was a big fan, being a lifetime radio person myself, of the CBS television show WKRP in Cincinnati, which aired for 4 years, 1979 to 83, I believe. Really the only realistic look at our medium, realistic through the lens of a sitcom.
News radio?
Yeah, yeah, much, okay. Much more than news radio.
We are WKRP, this station right here.
Well, that's why I'm saying we know how real some of the stuff that happened on that show absolutely was. So they came out about 3 years ago with the first season of WKRP on DVD.
Which I have. It's the only way I've ever seen the show.
Okay, here's the problem. When the show aired on CBS originally, they used contemporary rock music on the show. But the rights were only for broadcast rights on the original, and even when the show later went into syndication, they were forced to substitute generic, and in some cases, sound-alike music for the Rolling Stones and Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and Ted Nugent and Alice Cooper and whoever it was that Dr. Johnny Fever or Venus Flytrap played on that show. And so that DVD set that you have that you watch from the first season has no real rock and roll on it. I'm happy to tell you that a company called Shout Factory, which releases classic movies and classic TV shows, has spent the last 4 years getting the rights to a lot of those songs.
Wow.
And they have not gotten all of it, but they say, they claim that they have gotten the rights to most of the music that was on there. And in many cases, the real rock music that was on that show was integral to what was happening on the show. When Dr. Johnny Fever changes the format of the radio station from easy listening music to rock and roll, he slams into a Ted Nugent song, which only has the impact of that when you hear it on the air.
Right.
And by the way, then says, oh, by the way, fellow babies, bugger! Because he was originally been thrown off the air for saying that in Los Angeles. So they have restored that stuff, and they are coming out with the complete series of WKRP shows on DVD on October 28th, but you can pre-order it now. Now, I don't know in this digital era if people are still ordering DVDs.
I do.
But I just ordered mine. And you can get the whole thing.
$120
All four seasons. I think it's $100, $120, something like that. You can pre-order it now. It'll be out on October 28th. That's my recommendation to you, fellow babies. Now, speaking of TV shows, we were talking before about Saturday Night Live because Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig are in this movie, Skeleton Twins, and they were two of the stars of that show. SNL is going to be back on tomorrow night with Chris Pratt from what's the big sci-fi
Guardians
movie?
Of the Galaxy. Yeah.
You know, which has made $500 million so far.
It's gigantic, yeah.
That's going to be on tomorrow night at 10:30 on Channel 5. But you might want to set your DVRs for 9 o'clock tomorrow night when they run a classic episode of SNL from season 1 in 1975, episode 4. It's the one with Richard Pryor.
Word association.
Which has the greatest skit in the history of SNL, Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase doing the word association skit. A skit, by the way, that you could not do on television today.
No. That would never make it past anyone.
It includes the N-word, and Richard Pryor is a guy who's going to apply for a job, and Chevy Chase is the guy who's doing the interview, and they do a word association thing. I can't even play the skit for you on the radio now because I'm shocked that NBC is going to put this on the air. I hope that they're going to put that skit in. If they edit it out, the original 90 minutes will be edited down to 60 minutes, but they can't leave that out. And as I recall, they also did a parody of The Exorcist with Richard Pryor as kind of the assistant priest helping out with The Exorcist. And Lorraine Newman is in the bed as Linda Blair spewing the pea soup. And the bed rises up off the ground, and the other priest tells Richard Pryor, chant with me, the bed must be on the floor. The bed must be, so Pryor's chanting along with him. The bed must be on the floor. The bed must be on the floor. The devil has to listen to us. The bed must be on. The bed is on my foot. The bed. Oh, man, I have not seen that episode since it originally aired. So I'm setting my DVR. I recommend you do to tomorrow night, Channel 5, not the regular SNL slot of 10:30, but 9 o'clock tomorrow night. You may want to record that. And then when it's on at 10:30, I hope that they're going to do a tribute to Don Pardo.
I hope so, too, yeah.
Who just died, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
And I think Daryl Hammond is who they named
new announcer.
Yeah, they hired him. And, of course, Daryl Hammond had imitated Don Pardo at one point when Don Pardo was sick and couldn't do the stuff. Remember last week I talked to Jim Miller, who's written the updated version of Live from New York, the book about all the years of SNL. And he told us a story about how they used to get Don Pardo to record the intros, even though he was in a retirement home, like an assisted living home in Arizona. An NBC engineer would fly out there every week and record him doing, "It's Saturday Night Live!" But there was a time when Pardo was too sick to do it, and so Daryl Hammond, who was still part of the cast, did it in New York. And people contacted Don Pardo afterwards. Like, his sister called him and said, "Don, you really sounded great in that thing last night." Daryl Hammond did him as part of a skit on the show. And his sister called, "You were really funny last night." "What are you talking about? I wasn't on last night." And then he found out that Daryl had imitated him and done it. So, yeah, Daryl Hammond will be the new voice of the show. And watch out for this Kate McKinnon, who I think had a breakout year last year, and this year is going to become the big star of Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear a lot about it.
And I'm sure you heard the conflicting stories about Kenan Thompson, where it came out where he's leaving after the season is
over.
Really?
Really?
I hope so.
You don't like him?
No.
Oh, I do.
He's easily one of their...
Yeah, I like him.
Well, he's a utility guy, yeah, almost like like a black Phil Hartman.
Yes.
My problem is, he's in some really bad sketches. What up with that?
Well, that's not his fault.
Dumbest sketches.
Oh, you don't like what up?
He's on Saturday Night Live. By definition, he's going to be in some of the dumbest sketches. That's all they do.
We found out that What Up With That was based on a Reggie McDaniel.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we heard a story that...
And Daryl Hammond confirmed that.
Wow.
Because they met Reggie, or they saw
Reggie.
Through
a junket or something.
No, they saw Reggie on, when he had that Showtime show.
Yeah.
And Reggie was doing that. If you see the sketch that they do, What Up With That, he's wearing clothes just like Reggie.
Colorful suits.
Colorful suits and everything. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's great to know.
So, but then now Saturday Night Live is saying that no cast changes are made till the end of the season. So it's kind of...
So somebody heard Kenan saying, "I'm thinking about maybe at the end of the year."
I think the article said that he's going to move to L.A. and pursue, you know, his own venture, you know, individual show.
That works out for some people, and for some people they turn into Rob Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, have you seen these Rob Schneider commercials for State Farm?
They got pulled. Because
I'm so happy about this, because Rob Schneider is an anti-vaxxer.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of these Jenny McCarthy types who's going around spreading lies about the dangers of vaccines when there aren't any of these dangers that they're talking about. And it's an absolute scientific lie. And I've talked about this many times over the years about how it's causing us to lose herd immunity in some places. And measles has come back. And other diseases that we had defeated through vaccines are coming back because people like this. And there were websites online that started to apply pressure and asked their readers to apply pressure to State Farm. And State Farm said, "We are a company that promotes immunization awareness as a means of preventing the spread of diseases." And so obviously they realized it doesn't make financial sense for us to have an anti-vaccine guy on for an insurance company when we want to keep the vaccine rates high. And so they fired him, and you won't see those commercials, by the way, which sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the only thing Rob Schneider was ever known for was the copy guy. Rich, the copy guy.
Oh, he was also known for the guy who owned the shop where you put your weed in here. Wasn't that him?
I don't know. I don't
remember
that.
Oh, go back
that.
And watch, yeah.
I don't know.
He's in a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, because he's friends with him.
Yeah. That was a sketch, I think, yeah. With.
Also, Ian, Amazing Race is back tonight.
Yes, moved to Fridays.
Yeah, why do you think they did that?
I don't know.
I'll tell you, the only
football,
good thing,
maybe?
The only good thing I can think of is it's not going to be delayed by football anymore.
Yes, that was always a pain with the DVR because football was always running late. And so, yeah.
Ian and
I think cable owns Sunday nights, too. Why would you compete against the juggernauts that HBO and all those things run out on Sunday nights?
Yeah, but CBS has that new series with Taya Leone, Madam Secretary, that they put in the Amazing Race slot, mm-hmm. and they're trying to turn that into a star. Turn her into a star again. It's like the fourth time that they're trying to make Taya Leone into a star. But speaking of the Amazing Race, there's a St. Louisan who's going to be on the show this season. Her name is Maya Warren. She's a graduate of Ferguson Florissant and Rosati Kane. So she's on the show, and it debuts tonight. And the other thing I want to mention is that I saw Seinfeld on Letterman last night, and he did stand-up. And it's been a few years since I actually saw Jerry do stand-up in person, but I've seen him do stand-up on the Letterman show a couple of times over the last couple of years, and he did it on Jimmy Fallon's first show. And he is still one of the best stand-ups ever. A guy who still has the ability, as an observational comedian, to see the tiniest, tiniest little things in life and turn them into a routine that are hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on Letterman to promote that his next season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is going to be out on November 6th. The lineup for it this year includes Jimmy Fallon and Amy Schumer and Kevin Hart and Fred Armisen. Who of those does not fit in the, in the really good comedians list?
Oh.
Speaking of Saturday Night Live, we have kind of a theme on the show today here. I never got the Fred Armisen thing.
Who's the band leader on Seth Meyers?
Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen, yeah.
I don't get him at all.
No.
He's great on Portlandia.
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh. It's no mannequin, is it, Ian?
No.
Colin Jeffrey, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition, with Paul Harris and Ian and Dan and Bill Cleveland coming up next.
Yeah, we're going to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got a new accident now. It is on westbound 70 between Bryan Road and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. And right now the left lane is blocked. You're backed up to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Got a pretty serious accident. It's on westbound Olive. Just before Highway 141, and right now westbound Olive is closed at Creepcore Mill Road. You have to detour on Creepcore Mill. Westbound 40, it is really jamming up now. You're slowing from a little west of Vandeventer now through McCausland. You're slowing again from 270 out through Mason, from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. And then we're slow from about Highway 94, just a little bit east of Winghaven. Southbound 170, slowing Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, the only slow stretch I see right now is between Page and Ladue. Things open up after that. Getting a little bit busier on eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through Mason. We are heavy now, it looks like, from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Denny's. Try Denny's four meals for $4, like all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. Look for Denny's coupons in your mailbox and visit one of the 30 St. Louis area Denny's. Welcome to America's Diner. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the Riverfront Times compiles a list of the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning journalists who cover all facets of our esteemed metro area named the winner in the category of Best Radio Station. And it is the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best. Keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show, and I've got news. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. And why? because the proper nutrition will encourage better root growth, disease resistance, winter hardiness, and kick your lawn off to a better start next spring. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. I've told you about the other Fertilome products because they really work, and they work hard. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does too. So why not do your lawn a favor and try some Fertilome Winterizer this fall? Believe me, I've tried them all and always come back to Fertilome. Stop by your independent lawn and garden dealer and look for the Fertilome name. By golly, you'll just love what Winterizer does for your lawn. And it does it longer than most foods because of its special formulation. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. Go get some. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food.
With Insperity, you can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Insperity's HR and business performance solutions are designed with your company in mind to provide insightful expense and financial management, payroll and retirement services. Or if your company is ready for a full suite of HR and business performance solutions, Insperity Workforce Optimization includes employment administration, employee benefits, workers' compensation, government compliance, performance management, online training, and so much more. Simply call 1-877-273-6011 or visit Insperity.com today. One call to Insperity at 1-877-273-6011 handles all of this and more, giving you more time to focus on your business. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
All right, it's a minute to five here at the Big 550 KTRS. Normally at this point we'd have Bill Cleveland on, but he's caught up in something else, so won't be able to join us. I will, however, have the Harris Challenge for you right after the 5 o'clock news, which is just moments away. And then later on, Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News. So all that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I guess I should make it publicly known that I have officially withdrawn my name from consideration for the U.S. Attorney General's job. I know there's been a lot of public demand for it, and people want me to get in there. But frankly, once they were to go and start vetting me for that job, if they talked to just two of my friends, they would find out, no. So I'm formally withdrawing my name. Thank you. Thank you for the offer, Mr. President, but I can't do it.